Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing podcast right here on SweatNet. I'm so excited that you have decided to join me for another incredible conversation with an inspiring woman. And man, I get so excited because I meet so many different women, and it's like finding a diamond because you don't always know everyone's story that you may be in connection with. And so it's really been this fun journey for me to connect with just different women, not just in my fitness community, but in the business community, in the community of Charlotte, in the community beyond Charlotte. Like, it's just really incredible. So I, again, am excited to share my next guest. But before we do that, I want to invite you to come and join me if you're in Charlotte or in the Charlotte area. Come join me on May 12th at Novel Loso Station Apartments. We are going to have so much fun. It's really just a meetup of women. And it's the start of something. So we are going to build out this community locally and hopefully beyond. But we're going to start right here in Charlotte. And it's at 6:30 p.m. at Novel Loso Station Apartments. We're going to do yoga on the rooftop. Terry Reeves is leading. We're going to talk about mindset. And we're going to mingle. So you don't want to miss out on it. For more information, just send me an email. itsseal@gmail.com. And again, would love to have you join us May 12th. Coming up here soon in a couple of weeks. I can't wait. So now let's talk about my next guest. This week, I talk with Brooke Marie. She lives bicoastally in Orlando, Florida, and on the island of Grand Bahamas. So in the Bahamas. So she's in Florida and the Bahamas, which is so cool to me. I think it's awesome. She is inspired by beautiful moments and surround her with her amazing husband, Raymond, and her two incredible sons, Chancellor and Jaden. Brooke also has a passion to help young women. What I love about this is it's niche and it's very unique to Brooke. She's combined her love of chemistry, fitness, and pageants and created a program called Rock the Stage. Her goal is to empower girls to live their most happiest, healthiest, and most confident lives in a positive space. Y'all, this is such a unique niche and it's so cool what she's doing, and she's doing it not just in Florida or Bahamas, she's doing it internationally, and she's helping women that go into pageant. So it's really, really cool. So I can't wait to share this conversation. So get ready for my incredible, inspirational conversation with Brooke. Hi, Brooke. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on. You are Rock the Stage Fitness.
I am the CEO of a Rock the Stage.
That's love great. It. Yeah, absolutely love that. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Sure. I am a fitness enthusiast. I've been in the fitness industry for such a long time. Nearly 20 years right out of college, started teaching at a gym, and it kind of just snowballed into this amazing opportunity that we'll talk about today. But aside from that, I love traveling. I'm a mom and a wife of many years, and we just enjoy life together. So huge fans of water sports and just really spending time with those that we love.
Love that. And you guys are in between. So tell everybody where you guys live between.
Sure. Yeah. It's kind of cool, right?
So it's yes, very cool.
Yeah. We live in both the beautiful Bahamas, crystal clear water. It's like the gem of the Caribbean Sea. And then also in Orlando, Florida, back and forth.
Which is awesome.
It is like, awesome.
You got the ocean both ways.
It's awesome.
Well, I really want to get started on Rock the Stage Fitness and talking about that. But before we dive into, you know, that being the business that you have, I really would like to go back and let's talk about how you got there. So, yeah. So where did the whole, first of all, when did you start competing in pageants?
Yeah. So actually I was my senior year of college. I decided to be this world changer in my head. I'm like, I'm going to change the world. And what better way to do that, right? With it. Everyone has a stereotype of what pageant girls are. I know it's kind of funny, but honestly, in my head, I was like, this would be the greatest platform to open doors of opportunity and to develop relationships. And that's exactly what happened. So I became what is called Miss Panhandle. It's like the Panhandle of Florida, and literally got booked like crazy to speak to kids at different schools and different organizations that were also adult focused. And just gave me just a great opportunity. Well, from there, I was working with this incredible trainer in Florida, the Panhandle, Tallahassee. and they trained people for the NBA, NFL, like really top athletes. And it cost, it was crazy. And they were sponsoring me as I competed in pageantry at this time. And they didn't give me the results that I wanted, to be honest. So while I had this incredible opportunity to work with them, they weren't taking me toward lean and long. They were kind of like bulking me up, which is complete opposite for pageantry. So I was like, I can do this on my own. I have a degree in chemistry and molecular biology. Like, I have a fitness background. I'm going to figure this out. And I did. And from there, literally, it snowballed again into what it is today. I've coached hundreds of girls, including a lot of Miss USAs, a lot of global girls who hold titles for their countries, and doing the same thing I taught myself, which is how to get lean and long results with a holistic background. So it's been just an incredible journey bit by bit from me starting in pageantry to now literally training hundreds of girls around the world.
That's so awesome.
It is awesome.
Now let's talk about fitness, because I'm fascinated with the fact that you have like this chemistry background, because we talked about this, and biology and all that. But fitness wise, what did you do? You really got into that. You said it's been like 20 years, but were you active growing up and that's what led you to that? Or what was it that kind of inspired you fitness wise?
Yeah. So when I was a teenager, I looked at the women in my family and I was like, I don't want to be like that. They had completely lost sight of themselves, and you could see it physically in the way that their bodies formed, and also the health issues that they incurred. And I was like, I don't want that life. And so as a teenager, even though I was already athletic, I was in every sport, right? I was always active, which I enjoyed in those teenage years. I was like, there's a deeper calling, like I felt, because I just didn't want the experience of my latter years being like sickly. And so I started in my teenage years just kind of researching and figuring out some things that I was really eye-opening, because culturally, you know, we live one way because it's what we're taught. And after learning that there was a better way, I just started on this journey, and it just began to evolve where I worked with a lot of holistic practitioners and doctors, and just got a ton of certifications in the industry. And it really helped me to understand how the science of the body really works. And that's what started me on my journey, was literally when I was 15.
I mean, to me, that's like, it's amazing, like how early you start and then look how your path has led you. And I think the science and all of that is really very key.
It is.
To you figuring out because it is science, like our bodies, like everybody wants this cookie cutter, like, you know, they think that like a certain diet or this cookie cutter plan is going to work, but we're all made up so differently that things work differently for different people. So it's not it's not like a perfectly, you can have like a, you know, something basic laid out, but you really have to know your body and listen and be able to roll with, you know, when it changes and hormone changes and all that stuff. So I'm fascinated with that.
I'm fascinated too. Like, that's the reason I think I stuck around so long, is because it can be challenging, you know, because genetically everybody is made up differently. At the basic fundamental level, like, we all need the same things. And when I discovered that 80% of result honestly is food, like, that was a game changer for me. And so I really focus on a lot of sustainability with the girls, because in the industry, like, when you look on social media, you see all these like shortcuts. You see celebrities promoting different like teas and detoxes, and a lot of them are so awful. In the long run, like, you might get skinny in the next week, but come on, it's not sustainable. It's crazy. So for me, I like love it. I feel like I've unlocked clues to get the result that girls want, but it is sustainable. It's you actually feel good doing it. You're listening to your body. It is scientific, and although it's not cookie cutter, again, it's fundamental. So it works across the board. So the girls on my Instagram, which is Rock the Stage Girl, you can go and check out the transformations. Like, honestly, 99% of my girls get crazy results. It's incredible. And the 1% that don't are simply because either they're not listening or they're like trying to, you know, use different methods that really don't overlap.
It's called follow the plan.
Follow the plan. Listen, it works.
It's follow the plan. I can't tell you how many times, like, when I in my years of training and coaching, and somebody will come back and they're like, but this isn't working. I'm like, well, did you follow the plan? Well, no, exactly. I kind of deviated. And I'm like, well, that would be why.
Correct.
Follow the plan.
Yes, exactly. Come on.
It's that easy.
Yeah.
So what, you know, it's interesting, because I've had I've had times where I've worked with girls that have done pageants, and and then of course I work with the pro cheer side. So pro cheer side, we really have to focus on the longevity because it's not a one day thing. Right. Yeah, but I come from so I come from fitness competition and pageant where it's like a 24 hour, 48 hour thing that they're on stage, for that. Mm-hmm. And it is different training the two, but. Yeah. My question for you with the whole pageant side is what do you feel like you've seen? Because I know it's been done. There's a lot of times people try or women will do drastic things to get to a certain point. Yeah. Have you had to work with women to recover from that? Or like, how have you helped in that area?
So it depends on the depth of what they're walking through, to be honest. If a girl has an eating disorder or, body dysmorphia, and has a mental a deep issue, that's kind of out of my league. Whenever girls come to me and they do have those issues, then I'll refer them to others that I think would be a better fit for them, who can walk them through the depth of what they need so that they can really get whole, and honestly, girls who are dealing with that, I recommend that they just kind of pause on these outside goals, because let's be honest, you're being judged by 6 or 7 strangers and you got to be mentally tough to handle that. And if you're not, it can throw you into a deeper hole. And it's great that you have ideas and these goals, lofty goals to become whomever in terms of the pageant world, but you matter more than that, so we try and put things in perspective. But when girls come in and they are just, I think, honestly, every female has some level of, just figuring out who you are, trying to get to a level of confidence and feeling really good in your skin. I think every female has to walk through that personally. So I'm good with that. And personally, it's a lot of mental coaching. So while we focus on the physical side and also the food side, I'll be honest, it's wrapped beautifully in this hug of, let's focus on you. Let's focus on your mentality. Let's make sure that your thoughts are right, that you have proper perspective, and that you are enjoying this journey. It's not punishment. It's not a diet. It's not a fad lifestyle. Like, this is life. And if you can grasp it, it's really going to change you and put you on a better path for a balanced life, even after pageant.
Yeah, that's so important. It's from the things I've seen and what I know, if you do things that are drastic, trying to get to some, stage or, what have you with that, you're going to end up paying for it later. Like, I'm it's going to come. Yeah. And then it becomes this mental cycle. And it's, you're to get where you want to be is a mental game. I feel like it's all mental. It's, I feel like, so decisions true. All there.
Yep. And I've had girls who will count themselves out personally. Like, even if I think about my story, like when I started in pageantry, that first year that I competed, I got caught up mentally, I'll just be honest. And it took time because you're around so many others who are just as beautiful, just as talented, just as gifted. Like, so what are you bringing to the table? So you really have to have this level of assurance that you belong there and that you are bringing something of value to the table. And it is all mental for sure.
What does your program, so if I'm new and I'm looking to do a pageant, what can I expect when I come to you for, because you're very specific with stage, like that's why it's called Rock the Stage Fitness, obviously. But what can someone expect when they come to your program?
It is transformational. I have it's 3 options really. So there's one that's a group setting where you'll be, it's all online, you get coached through a group platform, which is great. But it is very much, it's catered toward the group. So you don't get that one-on-one personalization. But the other side is the personalization. It's between 6 and 12 weeks typically. And I'm walking you through literally week by week exactly what to do in terms of fitness. So you'll get a fitness plan from me. It's all written alongside preview videos of the workouts. We'll do a virtual session every single week. I don't meet with girls in person at all these days. It's all virtual online. But the results are nevertheless the same because girls are very driven, especially for these goals. So we'll meet virtually. We'll talk about how you're doing. What are your lifestyle goals? Like, what does this look like in terms of the totality of life? And those are game-changing calls. They're coaching calls. They're inspirational. But they're also, I'm going to challenge you, dig a little bit deeper and to go for the gold. I call it winning the week. In addition to that, I'll put together a meal plan for every single client. Some of them are pretty much already set in place, but then we are fine tuning according to what you need and what you desire, you know? So I focus a lot on the micros. I know most coaches focus on macros. I focus on the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients, and I tweak it so scientifically that it works like a charm every time. It's incredible. I love it. I love it. What I love the most is like the expressions of the girls are like, I've never been able to get results like this. And I'm talking about like runway ready results, which is awesome because I love for them to make it to the top, you know, and to be able to hit that target because they may never, ever do it again. When you walk into womanhood, things change, you know? So it's great for them to be able to really win at their best self. So again, food is a huge component. So between the three of those, again, meeting virtually, putting together fitness plans, and then really tweaking foods and focusing on the nutrition of food makes all the difference in the world. And the length of time just varies based on what the client needs.
Well, I love all of that. And I love the fact that you said runway ready. I think that's runway great. Ready. Runway ready, stage ready, baby.
That's right.
Yes. What advice would you give someone that is on the, you know, kind of dancing around, just say straight up going to a pageant, like they've decided that they want to do this pageant. You know, what's kind of the first things that you would say to somebody that's looking at that? They've never done it before. Sure. And this is like new territory for them. What advice would you give?
Enjoy the journey. Like, seriously. I mean, because it's, and I love when girls finish the journey because they're, or at least working with me, because they're like, this literally changed my life. And I think that if you could see it from that perspective, even before you get in, like it's bigger than just this pageant. Pageant is great. It's a stepping stone, but it's really about you. We always start there. So I like for girls to envision what it is they are expecting. And I'll have them send me a body goal pic is what I call it. It's of someone that they just love their results. And it gives them some level of inspiration and vision. So we start there. And so for a girl who's brand spanking new, I would say the same, like get a vision of what it is that you want out of this experience. Make sure that it's going to challenge you a little bit to become better, a better version of yourself. And if you can do that, when you step into this and things get a little challenging and you feel like you don't have the discipline to keep going or the self-control, that vision of what you saw in the beginning really does hold you accountable. And so I oftentimes will ask girls, you know, midway through, hey, let's talk about what you sent me from the beginning. This is what you said you wanted. And it helps them to push a little further. And it's incredible what has happened is that girls who started with me have become body goals of girls who are starting later, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So they've become the goal for somebody else. I love that.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
It's incredible.
I love that.
Yep. So for a girl who wants to get started, for sure, I would say get a coach, someone who understands pageantry and can take you on the right path. Because like I said, when I first started, I had a great trainer, but they didn't understand pageant. They didn't understand long and lean and how to get me there. And so you don't want to get frustrated with someone who doesn't understand it. And then, you know, you're having to teach them every week. Just find somebody who already knows their stuff and really engage with them and like do a dance, girl. Make it to the finish again and win the week.
Yes, I love that. And let's talk about that for a second, because I think that's some really important advice is you just said it. And because I feel like the fitness world has exploded and there are more like, there's probably more trainers and coaches right now than there probably ever has been, or at least because of social media, it feels that way.
Yeah.
And so I think for anyone that is wanting to do something, this always comes up. They'll just hire somebody or, you know, just hire a coach or a trainer, but you really need to know what that background is of that coach or trainer. And especially if you're doing something as specific as, you know, training for a pageant, just like if somebody were training for bikini or if somebody were going to train for an NBA or NFL tryout, like there's specific things. So you really want to be dialed into that.
Absolutely. Otherwise, I'll be honest. You may get a winner, you know, but it's going to be hit and miss. And a lot of girls who come to me are especially at the very end, like they're about to hit stage and they're so frustrated because they have trusted this trainer to get them the results that they wanted and that they envisioned. And it is complete opposite. So when they step on stage, it's not that they look bad in real life, but pageantry is not real life. You know, stepping on a court side or field side, it's not real life. It is, you have to look a certain way, period. And so it's just important that girls recognize that and dial in, like you said, to those who understand the industry. And those who are just getting started, unfortunately, they just don't have the stripes yet. You know, they may mean well, they get it in methodology and in theory, but they don't, there's specificity in this field, and it is very much a niche. So I would say to you, make sure you invest well with your time, energy, effort, and money.
Absolutely. And you said it, but I feel like there is a level of stripes that are earned through experience.
Absolutely.
I think experience is something that my friend Aaliyah and I talk about all the time. Well, you know, we've been in the fitness field for more than 20 years, and it's just like, you know, and we know this game better than when it comes to certain things, it's like we're invested from an experience standpoint. Yeah. So that is super important. And if you are a new trainer, that don't take that, you know, this is not offensively, this is just like, learn it, get in there and learn it. If there's a certain part you want to, people you want to work with, you know, learn that niche. Cause it's just like an athlete that trains with the athletic training coach for, you know, whether it's football or baseball or whatever, like there's reasons why specific coaches and trainers.
Correct. And why those coaches and trainers are at that level. You don't see a beginner trainer working with a pro athlete. They're not ready yet. And again, I was at the beginning stages. I completely get it. But if you're a girl again, and you're trying to win, you want to make sure that you partner up with somebody who has the record of winning. And it'll make, again, all the difference in your journey.
Do you have a client, or is there somebody that, like, for you, like, it was really special to see what happened with them and you knew that you had played a role in it?
Yeah, I mean, so many. There's many girls that I've worked with, again, who may not have ever made it to the main stage. So I don't want to discount them, because I think all of them work so hard. But to your point, for sure, Deshauna Barber probably would be one of the top ones. She is a former Miss USA, if you've never heard of her, turned motivational speaker and just great influencer in terms of product online, and has gained really the respect of the world. So it's great to see her journey, because I remember where she started. And when she had not won anything, you know, she was just figuring it out. And so to be like in the throat of her entire journey is incredible. There's many again, who have won at the very high level and have gone on to become world-renowned influencers.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is freaking awesome.
It is.
It is. Well, I mean, it's product of, like, you know, of your work. You know, I mean, as a coach and a trainer, and you get to see people like excel and go even past where they may have even set for themselves. It's always awesome.
It is awesome.
Well, I love what you do. I love everything about it. I heard you on another podcast with Lauren and Barbie. I heard you on their podcast, and I was like, I have to talk to her. Like,
oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, absolutely. Well, let's talk about you, because I want to hear about what your favorite workout is.
I, for one, personally love any, give me a good mat workout, girl. And I'm so good, to be honest. I know some girls are into other, you know, methods and such, but a good mat workout, it just does it for me. Anything with lengthening and toning and challenging the core, I leave changed. I remember one time, never forget, I went to like a Pilates type class. And I made the mistake of telling them that I was certified before I started. So I was in there about to die.
That's like the worst. Don't ever tell them you know what you're doing.
It was such a tough workout. And I think sometimes we discredit how challenging that workouts can be. Just like, you know, resistance training using your own body work, what you call isometric type workouts. Y'all, it kicked like I was about to die. But I love it because, again, it challenged me. It helped to strengthen. I didn't feel stronger afterwards, to be honest, but a few days later I did. But yeah, that's my lane all day long. And that's the method that I use usually when I'm working with girls too. But it's great. It just, for me, it hits all the nice points that I enjoy.
Yeah. Now you also are really into water sports.
I love water sports personally.
Yeah. What's your favorite? Did you have a favorite?
I enjoy all of them, from snorkeling, banana boating, anything on the back of a boat, you know, being pulled through the water. I am a huge fan of. The other day we went snorkeling over a blue hole. I was terrified, but not because of the sport itself, but just because it was dusk and I freaked myself out thinking about sharks.
well, yeah.
I was like, oh God, help me out here. But anyway, so yeah, I love all of them. I don't have a number one favorite. I really enjoy any of them. Anything in the water for sure.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. You have to go back and tell me though, what is it when you said a blue hole, what is that in the water?
A blue hole is like an underwater cave. And so, yeah. And so in the Caribbean, they're full of them. And that's where we were at the time. So we literally swam out and the guy kept saying, oh, it's right there. And we kept swimming. So when I saw the shore, like getting more distant, but when we got there, it's this literally deep underwater cave, tropical fish are like swimming everywhere. It's just a great experience. And it's like water coming out of the cave. So yeah, you got to go and look at it. They're all over tropical water. So you got to go.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. Well, what is your, because I want to jump to this too. What is your, do you have, or I should put it this way. Do you have a quote, a song? What do you lean into for inspiration and motivation for yourself?
Yeah. You know, I'm a huge fan of E.T. E.T. is this, like go get him type inspirational guy on YouTube is where I usually listen to him. His name is Eric Thomas. And he's like, get in the gym, you know, go grind. You know, he likens a lot of it maybe to getting, you know, fitness and such, but it's about life and about getting in the game of life. Absolutely love him. I send his videos to my clients all the time. He's one of those guys that are just like, come on, it's time to win in life. Get in the gym, get in the game of life, you know? So he really does it for me. Super motivating, but very principled, you know? So I just appreciate him and all of his podcasts.
Is there anything else on your heart you want to share with people that are listening?
Yeah. Girls, listen, I know many of you are probably listening, and whether you're competing in pageantry or on the sidelines or just wanting to get in better shape for you personally, like go for it. Here's what I know, Sel, is that sometimes people stop living. And it's unfortunate. I feel like the majority of what we see around us are people who are very average. And so if you have the opportunity to be around people who are going for more in life, keep them as your community, because there aren't many people that you're going to be able to hang around who will help you to become your ultimate best. And community means a lot. And so I would just say to you as I close out on the podcast today, and thank you so much for having me, is that if you feel like there's greatness in you, which all of us do, like don't settle, go for it. Make sure that you are able to get around again those who are living and winning in life, not just talking about winning, but are actually doing big things, and you'll find yourself at the finish line with them.
That was perfectly said. Like you just wrapped everything up and put a bow around it.
Oh,
like, yes, that was awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was totally awesome. Where can everybody find you? So like, if they want to connect with you, where do they find you?
Yeah, girls, check me out on Insta. I'm at Rock the Stage Girl. So you can go on and it's literally spelled like it sounds, Rock the Stage Girl. And I would love to connect with you.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for being on. This was a joy and I cannot wait to share it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about Sweatnet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at Sweatnet and Sweatnet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Sweatnet Be Amazing podcast.